Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Now that we've shut down the Patreon and we're no longer putting out new episodes over there, we wanted to put some of the old episodes out here on the free feed. But due to how old some of them are, we wanted to provide a little bit of context before each episode. So this episode was recorded on August 11th, 2022, and it's answering a question from one of our members wondering how should they handle different restocking fees from different vendors, different return policies. You're likely going to sell from different brands, and they're all going to have different rules per se. And so this conversation is addressing how do I handle all of the different places? Should I just eat the cost? What should I do with the restocking fees? Patreon, welcome back to another show. John and I are keeping up with this weekly thing. I hope we can continue. I will say, I think John and I just argued for 20 minutes on the definition of a word, and next time we're going to record that for you guys, because I think that's what you pay for. You just want to hear John and I bicker. So I know I laughed a lot. I don't know if John laughed a lot or not, but these are the things that I enjoy talking to you, John. You and I just have these little bickers over stuff. Dicker?
Yeah.
Do we dicker over it? I'm not sure which word I'm supposed to use there.
I don't know. It's American. Nobody says that. Hey,
what do you guys say? What would you say in Australia we were doing there?
I'd say you're a dick. Dickering.
I've been told that before.
Bickering. Bickering.
Is that a word over there too?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's what we're saying. Whatever. Well,
we'll get to what we bickered about at the end of the show, but we did have a couple questions. Y'all are using dropshippatreonpodcast@gmail.com to answer his questions. So thank you to Treefly. That's a new one. I haven't seen that. And Alexis Allard, I hope I'm saying that right as well. Thank you so much for your questions. We're going to answer these right at the beginning. If you guys have more questions, please send us an email to your private email, dropshippatreonpodcast.com, and we will answer. And real quick, also, John and I want to do some episodes on like how to build a love your customer sequence, how to start private labeling in your business, how to fix an underperforming business, email for high ticket dropshipping, how to build up the avatars we talk about in your business, like the different people who purchase from you and how to build that out. I want to use like examples. There is one business that I often use, and I don't really want to use that all the time if we don't have to. So if there's somebody listening to this who says, I want that built out in my business, or how would you do a love your customer, or how would you private label, or how would you do fix my underperforming business, or how would you build out my avatars? Please reach out, dropshippatreonpodcast@gmail.com, and let us know, hey, I want to do this, or volunteer, or show up at the Dropship Tribe, or say something in Slack if you're in there, and we'll use you. Perhaps we can even get you to come on the show and like talk through this. I think that'd be super valuable to everyone listening to actually like solve someone's problem. So if that's you, please reach out. Otherwise, let's jump into the questions. So first up, Alexis Allard says, I just joined Dropship Breakthrough 2 weeks ago. This is me cheering here. The two suppliers I have so far both have a 30% restocking fee for returns that aren't covered under warranty. Using the EasyTabs app in Shopify, I created a new tab titled Warranty and Returns for Blank Supplier and applied it to the products they supply. I'm slowly adding products to my website, but still trying to gain more suppliers. Do you have any advice on the restocking fee this brand requires? Do you recommend including the tab with the supplier-specific information? I would love to just eat the cost for my customers and not state the restocking fee, but I'm on a budget and I'm afraid it might financially affect my family. Any advice is appreciated. John, what do you got for advice?
Yeah, it's a good question. I hate restocking fees. Aren't they annoying? Like, yeah. It's the dumbest thing on the planet, like both for a retailer and for a supplier, particularly for a supplier. Like, you know, anyway. Whatever, they've obviously got them, and there's the answer to this does come down to a bit down to, you know, your appetite for some form of risk. Look, obviously that the easiest thing to do would just be to echo the supplies returns policy on your site, and people do that. They'll have like 15 different returns policies on their site based on their supplier. Personally, I think that's stupid from your customer's perspective, like a way to make life way more confusing for your customer. Anyway, confused customers don't buy anything is the upshot of anything, you know, marketing 101. But so I don't recommend doing that personally. I wouldn't do that personally. But like I say, I mean, if I think to a certain extent, you're probably a little more worried about returns than you need to be with this question. Returns are very uncommon for high ticket drop shipping as compared to other types of e-commerce. That doesn't mean they don't happen, of course, but they are less common. So personally, I would really struggle to put a 30% restocking fee on my site just because I would feel like a dirtbag. So I would probably, if I had to eat that cost, I would probably eat it personally. But like I say, I mean, if you're really worried about finances, then maybe you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I've got a couple thoughts, John. Have you ever clicked a tab on your phone when you shopped?
Yeah, if they're there.
I'm going to be honest and say I don't think I have. Maybe some, they're not tabs. They're like drop downs, if you will. People kind of separate their pages with drop. Maybe I've clicked those. I can't say I have. In watching a lot of recordings, I can't say a lot of customers do. And I think we often build out these sites for desktop when everyone's shopping on mobile anyway. So I would just kind of think through that. Is your customer even going there? Is it going to affect conversions? Can you word it in a way that protects you and maybe, you know, shines a little light on the supplier and just, you know, mentions this supplier, we ship directly from the manufacturer of this product and we want you to be aware of blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm trying to have some empathy here, John, because I remember in the beginning, I was $40,000 in debt. I got a $1,000 Magic credit card to show up to buy the course I took. And 3 months later, when I was getting rolling and, you know, going live, I didn't have a penny to my name. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I didn't have a credit card to put any of the products on. When I sold one, I had to, like, you know, tell the supplier, hey, money's coming, get the order ready to go because I'm going to pay you in 3 days when Shopify pays me. I remember those days of it being real tight. And, like, you know, I'm trying to have some empathy here for you, Alexis, because I know what it feels like. And it's definitely a worry. What if someone orders product B and they return it and I got to eat that cost? Like, you know, I remember being worried about that. So I'm trying to have some empathy here and just, I think what I want to get across to you is probably similar to John is like, yes, you can have this to protect you, but there's a good chance that that's going to lead to you never selling one of these products in the first place. Like just having it there might give you peace of mind, but it's going to confuse your customers. It's going to lead to less conversions because it's there. Have you done any research in the marketplace to see what your competitors are doing? Are they all listing this? Are they eating it? You know, how do you stand out in the marketplace as compared to your competitors?
Yeah. And look, I mean, in the beginning, you could do something a bit more restrictive, I suppose, from a returns perspective. But over time, I think you kind of have to move away from that. So, like I say, I understand the perceived pressure around finances and that sort of thing. And so, yeah, that's what I say. I mean, if you just want to try and make your first few sales without worrying about that, you know, you could have a returns policy that's a bit more specific to those brands for sure.
Yeah, but definitely don't
over time, you want to move away from that, I think.
Don't overthink it. Like there is a 100% chance that you don't need to think about it at all, like in the beginning. Like go out there, get more brands, get more products, get sales rolling. And you can protect yourself in the beginning. Can then get sales rolling and make sure that you come back and readdress this. And yeah, don't let this be a hiccup. Don't let this be a hurdle that you can't overcome here, Alexis. You don't have to do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. It's your business. Do whatever you want to do in your business and let the, you know, build the business you want to build so that you feel comfortable.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to.
And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.